The opioid epidemic has intensified the call for viable alternatives to pills for people with acute and chronic pain. In last week's State of the State, that's something Ohio Governor John Kasich says he wants to put more money toward. He recommended devoting $20 million to help Ohio researchers develop new technologies to fight pain. One option already available is electric stimulation. A Cleveland-area company's electric pain management therapy is now seeing heightened interest as the opioid problem grows. 3 years ago, Helen Douglas suffered a stroke which paralyzed her right arm and leg. The 77-year-old Brook Park resident was chosen as a candidate to use an electric pain stimulation device developed by SPR Therapeutics in Highland Hills.
There's no excruciating pain like I had, and it's very easy to wear.
A wire inserted into a nerve delivers an electric current from a small control packet that relieves pain. Helen used the device for 6 weeks in 2015. The therapy not only relieved her pain, but helped restore use of her arm and leg, allowing her to get around without the need for drugs, which made her drowsy.
If I took that only, I would just be able to move about, but I wasn't so confident. And then I put on the little device, and I would find myself having courage and confident, and just I could do it. I could walk, and I took the steps with the little device on, and I would not be uneasy.
And since using the device, Helen's pain has not returned. This is the kind of story that SPR founder and CEO Maria Bennett says has led to increased attention from doctors for the product.
Over the last 3 to 5 years, their interest in exploring safe alternatives to the opioid epidemic is, a driver for their enthusiasm around something like what we have to offer. I also believe that, even our interactions with FDA and with, the insurance and payers and so forth, they're all very sensitive to, this issue as well, and are looking and working with companies like us to make sure that we bring out safe alternatives to the opioids.
The device was originally developed specifically to help with pain from strokes, but Bennett says it's now being tested for pain associated with amputations and knee replacements.
And we've received anecdotes from the surgeons and anesthesiologists that treat those patients saying, my patients, even though I prescribed these opioids to them, when they had the SPR Sprint therapy, they did not need the opioids. They did not need to take them at all.
Dr. John Che is SPR's chief medical advisor. He says beyond the acute pain after major surgery, the device also shows promise in treating chronic situations like lower back pain, where opioids lose their effectiveness over time. He says the device works because the nerve being stimulated causes muscles in the affected area to contract.
You may have heard that individuals with chronic low back pain, that many individuals say, yeah, exercise helps. But not for everybody, primarily because when they start to exercise, it's really painful for them. The reason why we believe exercise helps is because, again, as you contract the muscles, as you move the joints, it's sending signals back into the spinal cord and brain, which then changes the brain and the spinal cord to modulate that pain. And therefore, in this approach, even when you stop to exercise for several days, pain relief is maintained.
Che says more research needs to be done. He says other companies make devices that can do this, but they need to be fully implanted in the body, which requires surgery to put it in and to take it out. What sets SPR's device apart is that only the wire goes inside the body, which is easier and reduces risk and cost. University Hospital's Dr. Ted Perrin specializes in addiction. He agrees that advancements in electric pain management in general are tools in the fight against the opioid epidemic.
To sort of confuse the nerves, if you will, and help diminish the feeling of acute pain or chronic pain are very, very promising. They clearly show evidence that they can be helpful. And the only question now is the prospective trials to figure out which pain syndromes they work the best in. But they clearly are useful.
It's estimated that 76 million Americans suffer from some form of chronic pain, much of it treated with opioids. And the Centers for Disease Control says 80% of new heroin users started with an addiction to prescription opioids. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.